This is the Harrogate Family Law Show, and I'm joined by Emma in the studio. This is Stray FM. We're just going through some questions now to kind of help you out if you're going through this situation. We've just been asking about picking the right firm, getting the right expertise, somebody who puts you at ease. What will happen as well during the process? Will you end up having to go to court? Is that a given every time?
No, definitely not. Not that many cases end up in court. People do still tend to believe that divorce entails costly court battles, large legal fees, but actually for the vast majority of couples, it's simply not the case. And the vast majority of our cases do settle without going to court.
Which must be a huge relief, like stress-wise, it must be so stressful thinking you're going to go to court.
Yes, of course. I mean, there are some cases that do need to go to court, and sometimes court proceedings do need to be issued just to kind of prompt somebody to engage with the financial division. But actually, there are a vast number where a more amicable approach is more beneficial.
It works out. Yeah, definitely. Will, if you instruct a company, are they going to do things the way you want to, or are some companies out there going, no, this is the way we're going to do it, we're just not going to listen to you?
No, well, certainly not at Harrogate Family Law. So there are lots of different ways to divorce, even if your case doesn't go to court. So at one end of the spectrum, you've got collaborative family law, and that offers a round table approach with both sides sitting down together with their lawyers to reach an agreement. So it's a lot more constructive and amicable. Other cases will be negotiated entirely through your family solicitor. And in such instances, we would work hard on your behalf to secure your desired outcome and agree the settlement you deserve. Most divorces will use a combination of amicable agreement and solicitor-led negotiation, and this is why it's important to find a family solicitor who is flexible in their approach and understands that what works for one couple may not work for another.
And is there a plan? Is there a big plan that you kind of follow, or is it just on a individual basis that you will sort the case out?
It's always on an individual basis. So some family lawyers might start proceedings based on limited initial information, but only to discover unforeseen issues further down the line. We at Harrogate Family Law, we take a more strategic approach. We gather as much knowledge as possible about you and your situation from the outset, which ensures that we know what we're dealing with and what might crop up so that we can protect your position and save your time and money ultimately.
You've answered some cracking questions there. I'm hoping that if anybody's going through this, they're able to just have a think and just think, yeah, that's really helped me. If they want to get in touch and find out more from Harrogate Family Law, how do they do that?
Yeah, of course. So we've got a website, which is www.harrogatefamilylaw.co.uk. There's lots of useful information on there, articles, more information about the services that we offer, and of course we're always at the end of the phone as well if anyone's got any initial queries or wants to come in and book an appointment. We do offer an initial free half an hour appointment, so they should get in touch.
Brilliant, that's great. Well, Emma, thank you so much for coming today and talking us through this. Really, really appreciate it. If you've missed anything today, don't worry, you can listen again on our website at strayfm.com. Emma, thank you for your time.
No problem, take care.